Today, we are visiting with Jenna Ray, who is the CEO of GiveMN, and they are a local group that deals with nonprofits, and they recently just had something called Give to the Max Day. So, Jenna, thanks for being here, and can you tell us a little bit more about what happened on Give to the Max Day?
I'd be happy to, Dan. Thanks for having me. So, Give to the Max Day here in Minnesota, it's Minnesota's annual giving holiday, and what happened is that folks showed up. Folks like you and me came together in every county across Minnesota to raise $37.8 million for more than 6,400 nonprofits and schools all across the state, including in Jackson.
So what type of nonprofits do they go to? Is it specifically like you only work for food shelters, or can they go to everything from food shelters to people trying to just get a little bit of money and funding back on their feet to nature centers? Like, where does all this money go to?
Yes, and all of the above. Give to the Max Day and GiveMN.org, which is the platform where we host the campaign. It's open to every nonprofit and school in the state of Minnesota. So there are a lot of different cause areas represented. Whether it's your local school or it's your local historical society, your local food shelf, an organization that helps rescue animals, find homes, cleans up waterways, everything that we love about Minnesota, from food to our outdoors, is represented in the organizations who were supported.
So this is a whole 24-hour thing. How much did you kind of check off the boxes as you were going? Like, how much were you hoping to raise?
Yeah, so last year in 2024, Minnesotans came together and they broke the all-time record. They smashed it. We together raised $37.1 million in 2024. Now, as a nonprofit fundraiser myself, my hope is always that we can grow that generosity a little bit more the next year. So I always hope that we raise one more dollar than the year before, and we exceeded that this year. Minnesota stepped up. I know a lot of organizations met their goals yesterday, and I am just so delighted. You exceeded my expectations, Minnesota, and I'm so proud of and grateful for the way that you came together.
And you were telling me that you've been doing this since 2009. How did this whole thing get started? What kind of made you say, let's do this whole 24-hour-a-thon?
Yeah, so back in 2009, digital fundraising, online giving was just kind of starting. And there were some pretty serious gaps in terms of equity. There were some organizations who had access to digital fundraising, many who didn't, and particularly small organizations, rural organizations, organizations run by volunteers. A couple of really generous leaders in the nonprofit and foundation space thought, what if we made this available to everyone? So they built this giving platform, givemn.org, and then they thought, well, we need to help share this and get the word out. So they launched this campaign with the idea that it would be a one-time promotional campaign to celebrate the platform. It might raise a couple of million dollars, and 24 hours later, folks came together to raise nearly $15 million. And that told us that there's a need for this day. There's a need for this program. Organizations need help fundraising every year. So here we are 17 years later, and our state has continued to show up. So we're going to keep showing up for all of you.
Was this a thing before 2009? Like, you accepted donations before then through like mail-in ballots and all that kind of things? Or did the whole GiveMN thing start just in 2009?
Yeah, so organizations were fundraising independently long before 2009. But one of the things we know about fundraising is it's a little bit difficult, right? And one of the biggest questions we have to work together with donors to answer is, why give now? So Give to the Max really launched with the idea that we could help make fundraising a little bit easier for everybody by answering that question of why give now. Well, we're all giving, we're all asking, we're all sharing together on this one day that we celebrate year after year. It really has become a tradition here in Minnesota and something that we're able to share with our kids as we pass it on for the future.
How did you get started doing the nonprofits and fundraisers? What made you decide that you wanted to be a part of GiveMN and kind of where you're at now as one of the head CEOs here?
Yeah, so I've been working in nonprofits since 2003. So I started working with young children and their families, working in early childhood education, and I loved doing that work. One of the things that my career sort of moved me through and to was working with kids to then working in communications. Communications is kind of a natural pathway into leadership, but I've worked with large organizations and small organizations. I spent most of my career in rural Western Minnesota. And the thing that that I love about this work at every organization I've been able to serve is the ability to build relationships and connections. I love stories. I love bringing people together. And that's really what fundraising is. So the opportunity to do that with an organization that is in service of every single community, every single nonprofit in the state was an absolute dream job. And I feel so fortunate to be in this role.
Do you have a favorite year that you've been doing this? Like one year you did Give It to the Max, but it just felt more, I guess, inclusive that there was this big maybe disaster or this really, really big important thing that you're raising money for. You're like, this year was just really special that we raised all this money for that.
You know, this year is actually the year that feels really special to me. So one of the things that feels really meaningful this year is not just that we broke the record, not just that we had more organizations than ever before registered, but I think about, you know, some of the challenges we've faced this year as individuals and as a community, and the fact that folks continued to show up. They supported food organizations. They supported environmental causes. They supported animal rescues, right? The way that folks came together this year feels so powerful to me. And in a year where our campaign theme was Giving That Gathers Us, the fact that folks in every county in the state came together, showed up, dug deep, and made their most generous gift, I'm really grateful for that this year.
And you were telling me that this isn't the only time that you do this. It's kind of, you'll take donations and accept them all year round. But what makes, I guess, this time of the year extra important for giving?
Yeah, so we know that organizations are fundraising all year round. For a lot of folks, that happens at this year-end holiday time. But we also know that people in Minnesota are generous every day of the year. Nonprofits and schools are doing good work every day of the year. So the GiveMN.org platform is available to organizations and to donors 365 days a year. But we also know that it takes more than that to raise enough money to meet our missions year-round. So our team works with campaigns, works with organizations and schools all across the state to do fundraising training opportunities and support some spring campaigns or some other kinds of giving days all year-round.
So what are some things that you do during the different seasons, like in the spring and the summer for giving time?
So this is now very fundraiser speak, but one of the things we know is that the spring is a really great time to meet new donors. So we work with causes to help introduce them to some folks who might be new to them, but we just know we're going to love their work. I think the early fall is a great time for schools to be fundraising as people are going back to school and kids and families are getting excited for a new year. And then certainly this year-end period of the calendar is a really critical moment for fundraising. Organizations might raise 30% of their revenue for the entire year between Give to the Max Day and December 31st. The fact that we come together and we really celebrate generosity as the kickoff of that holiday season is absolutely my favorite tradition here in Minnesota.
So let's say I'm a small business and I was looking for some financial assistance from you guys as a nonprofit. What are the steps that I would go to talk to somebody at GiveMN to say, hey, could I get a little bit of help or could I get a little bit of fundraising? What are some things that businesses would have to do, get a hold of you guys and learn more about what they can do to receive some of that money?
You know, I would encourage you, if you want to reach out, if you want to learn more, if you're looking for help, the easiest way to do that is email help@givemn.org. We've got a whole team of people. We read every single message, and that's a really quick, easy way to get in touch with one of us and let us know how we can help.
What are some of the successful stories that you've heard that people have used the money for?
You know, I've heard of organizations who have done everything from a local PTA who was able to hire a music teacher when the school budget wasn't able to do it on their own. I've heard of an organization that is a horse sanctuary who needed to raise enough funds to buy 36 bales of hay. I've seen organizations use the dollars that they raise during Give to the Max to move into a new space or buy new curtains for their theater or, you know, just keep operations running and keep their lights on for another year.
Is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
You know, I would just thank everybody. The folks all across Minnesota have been so generous, but in particular in Jackson County, there were two organizations who are participating, Jackson County Historical Society and Wild Compass Environmental Education. And there were 41 donors in Jackson who showed up for Give to the Max. So I just want to say thank you to everybody for celebrating with us and congratulations on a great day. You know, if you're like me and you forgot to make a couple of gifts yesterday, or there are a few more causes that you want to support, givemn.org www.givemx.org is open now, and you can make a gift, whether it's today, tomorrow, or Give to the Max 2026. Whenever you're feeling generous, we'll be there to help.
That was Jenna Ray of GiveMN, and if you want to be a part of giving, or maybe sign yourself up for the next Give to the Max Day, or maybe learn more about the nonprofit organization, you can go to givemn.org.